Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, it's time to talk Vikings football. The 1-0 Minnesota Vikings with the Purple Insider himself, Matthew Collar, joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Baker Hotline. How was Chicago?
Well, I ate well in Chicago, as I always do. And I got to say that the Soldier Field crowd is pretty darn impressive when they are at full throat. They don't always get to be, but they certainly were for the first half of that football game. And, you know, no matter how much we talk about J.J. McCarthy played at Michigan, he's been in tough atmospheres, there ain't nothing like Monday Night Football in the National Football League in Chicago in a legendary arena. And I think the players, not just J.J. McCarthy, felt that a little beginning in the game. But, you know, I got to say, it was one of the more interesting locker rooms to be in afterward, and just how those guys talked about how that game played out. And then, you know, listening after the second viewing of all the guys going back and watching the tape, you know, initially they were very, very pumped about what happened. And then I think after review, they were pretty disappointed in themselves in that first half, because a lot of people could have been better, not just J.J. McCarthy.
All right, so tell me, what did you see out of J.J. and just the offense overall in that first half?
Yeah, I think that the first thing was that getting to the line of scrimmage, getting the call in, getting it relayed to all the players, getting them lined up was a problem. There was no question about that. And then the early part, I think that Kevin O'Connell was trying to get J.J. McCarthy some quick and easy completions, and they just didn't come to fruition. You know, some of the concepts they ran are kind of slam dunks, and, you know, there was one thing or another went wrong, whether it was the left tackle being beaten quickly, which happened repeatedly, wide receivers, you know, not maybe getting their route details right, or J.J. McCarthy not getting the ball out on time. And there were a few times early in the game where, you know, it's crazy how this sport works, where, you know, one quarter of a second late is really late in football with your timing. But, you know, that happened a few times to J.J. McCarthy early. And I thought as the game went on, you know, he got better with that. But also, you know, they let him down a few times. I mean, there's a Jefferson drop, you know, down inside the 20-yard line. There's another one that's a little high. And Jefferson today was extremely hard on himself about the way that he played. And I doubt that, you know, Jefferson will play a worse game all season long than what he played in Chicago. So, you know, I think with McCarthy, the big thing for early on was that he did not throw the game away, where, yep, you know, I think he could have panicked in that spot when things weren't going his way, when receivers weren't open, or he wasn't seeing it, or he wasn't getting calls right. And he didn't. And I think that staying on track and staying the course allowed him to settle down. And, you know, eventually they come back to win the game.
We know that the Minnesota Vikings are going to go to another level when they are fully healthy and when they have all of their explosive players back. When Jordan Addison's available, we know what he's going to bring to the offense. When Christian Darrisaw is back in there healthy, we know what he brings to the table. With Darrisaw, how close are we to getting him back?
Well, we talked to Christian today, and he was mum on the situation. He said to about three or four different inquiries, like, you're just going to have to talk to Kevin O'Connell, which doesn't sound to me like a guy who's ready to come back. Plus, he was limited today in practice, not two full practices in a row, which I would say is pretty concerning for him getting back to 100% and getting on the field. They could really use him. I think Justin School is a typical backup that is going to leave you disappointed. You're going to have to survive them more than you are thrive as an offense when you have a poor left tackle in there. But at the same time, you just can't push Christian Darrisaw. I mean, he's got to be 100%, not 99.9, 100%. This is a franchise left tackle. This is a megastar type of player, a guy who's a franchise player. He signed his huge contract. You don't want to go out there and have him have problems and then have swelling or soreness or something and have it plague him all season long. He's just too important for that. But at the same time, it didn't look too good without him out there. So, you know, they're in a little bit of a tough situation, not wanting to push him all, but knowing that they really need him.
Talking to Matthew Collar, courtesy of the John Shusakola Banker Hotline, the Purple Insider himself. How do you feel about Kevin O'Connell as a head coach? Like, are we looking at him as a top five coach in the National Football League? Are you not ranking him that high? Because when I look at everything that kind of played out, specifically in that fourth quarter, I got to be honest with you, man. I looked at Kevin O'Connell and I was like, man, he's pushing all the right buttons when they finally needed to take that next step and when they got that momentum.
Yeah, I mean, I think from an accomplishment standpoint, there's a lot of coaches in the league who are more accomplished, especially in the postseason, than Kevin O'Connell. But from a process standpoint, how he handles his culture, how he teaches his players, the people that he hires inside the building to be his wide receivers coach, his offensive line coach, his defensive coordinator, the way he connects with players, the way they adjust in games. I think all that stuff checks boxes for Kevin O'Connell to put him in an elite category. If you're drafting all coaches and you say, I need one for the next 10 years so it's not Andy Reid or Mike Tomlin, you're probably picking Kevin O'Connell in the top five. I wouldn't pick him over Sean McVay based on what we've seen. You know, McVay's got a ring and, you know, head-to-head beat him twice last year. So I think McVay's still the young king. But, you know, I think O'Connell's really showing the way that he handles things, especially his calm under fire, that, you know, I had this stat in an article yesterday that when his starting quarterback is playing, so not Josh Dobbs or Jaren Hall or whatever, they've had 25 games separated by 7 points or less, and they've won 20 of them. That's a pretty big sample size to say that when this coaching staff has things happen like they did against Chicago, they don't win every single time, but they certainly win a lot, and I think that all ties back to the head coach.
You were in the building in Chicago. You were there. You were able to see it firsthand. What was your evaluation of the secondary? Because we know that the Minnesota Vikings secondary has been a question mark in the offseason into the regular season.
Yeah, I thought they had a pretty tough day at the cornerback position where there were a few times that either Ben Johnson just straight up fooled those guys or they made wrong reads, and there were too many open receivers for I think even Brian Flores' liking. He pointed out one mistake that Isaiah Rodgers had. It was kind of interesting. I saw from Chicago that one of the wide open plays was actually DJ Moore going off script and not even running the right route. So it was, I think, maybe Brian Murphy or Byron Murphy had jumped the correct route, but then he ran something different. So sometimes it's really hard to tell with that stuff. But, you know, overall, you walk away at the end of the day and you look at Caleb Williams' stats, not too impressive. And, you know, he had a few impressive plays. And some of them also, you know, if you're asking a cornerback to cover for 6 seconds as Caleb Williams runs all over, you know, the earth there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's pretty hard to do, but I thought there were too many times where guys were just getting 20 or 30 yards open, and sometimes Williams missed them, and Williams bailed them out on several wildly inaccurate throws. So I think they need a lot better, especially if Drake London is close to 100% in this game or Darnell Mooney is 100%. Those guys can really hurt you. But it's going to probably be a question. I just think with Murphy specifically, usually he's pretty darn good, and I thought he had a tough night. But when you have pressure like that, as they did, you kind of see the impact is mitigated. I also thought the safeties played really well. And this week is going to be a big challenge because Jeff Okuda looks like he's pretty unlikely to play. He's in concussion protocol. He's missed each of the last two practices. So now you're talking about Dwight McGlothern is the next man up, and it's probably going to be a lot of three safety looks for them. But that remains the big question, and this quarterback doesn't get sacked. I mean, Michael Penix has an incredible ability to get rid of the football before he gets hit, so the corners are absolutely going to be tested.
All right, Atlanta. What do you make of the Atlanta Falcons? I know that they dropped a week one in their matchup, but what have you seen from them, or what do you look at them and you say, you know what, I'm concerned about the Atlanta Falcons, maybe outside of Bijan Robinson?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that it starts with just the sheer amount of talent that they have. I mean, on offense, which is, you know, London, I think, is a top-notch receiver. I know you said outside of Bijan Robinson, but Bijan Robinson, like, he's a scary dude. He could catch the ball, run for a 50-yard touchdown. I mean, he is incredibly talented. He hurt them last year. And I think if you're afraid of something from their offense, it's that Michael Penix has an absolute cannon, and he is willing to take risks and make throws downfield and make plays. And if he has time, or if he just gets rid of the ball before the rush, you could see sort of shades of what Jared Goff did to them last year with some of those blitzes, because that's one of Goff's things usually, is getting rid of the football. On the defensive side, it's really their secondary, I think, is quite good. Bates, the safety, is excellent. AJ Terrell is excellent. They have former Vikings first rounder Mike Hughes, who's turned into a pretty good player. I don't think they rush the passer particularly well, but I think they cover well. And so Justin Jefferson today, when he's talking about how his routes and his details has to be better, strong agree. They're going to have to be really good because AJ Terrell is a great player. So I think Raheem Morris too knows how to take advantage of young quarterbacks. This is a good team. I don't know if they can win the division or not. I don't know if they're going to win 12 games or not, but I think Atlanta is going to be in that playoff conversation at the end of the day.
Who do you like in this matchup?
Well, it's interesting because the line is, I think, 43.5 and a 3.5-point favorite for the Vikings. And I could just see it playing out exactly like that, like 24-20, lots of back and forth, maybe a little craziness from both quarterbacks, a little scatterbrain, you know, moments for young QBs against good defensive minds and things like that. I think the Vikings are just a little more talented. I kind of felt the same way last week going into Chicago. It's like, yeah, I could see Chicago winning, but I think the Vikings are just a little bit more talented. The big question, though, for the Vikings is who plays. Andrew Van Ginkel has not practiced. Ryan Kelly has not practiced. There's some
Cashman's
concerns. Cashman's out. I'm less concerned about that because I think Eric Wilson's a really good player. But yeah. Ryan Kelly's an incredible player. I mean, he's one of the best centers of the last 10 years, and your drop-off is to a seventh-rounder who's never played. So, I think this is going to be a tight one.
Hey, real quick, before I let you go, we all know, like, the story of J.J. in that fourth quarter. He was spectacular. I love the fact that he didn't get down on himself. I love the fact that J.J. didn't get down on whatever. It's game one. Who was the most underrated player, or the player that played well in game one that maybe flew under the radar?
Well, that's a good question. It's flying under the radar. I think people did see Javon Hargrave chasing around Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
But I think Javon Hargrave is one of the best players in the entire NFL, and he was a monster when he got that sack right up the middle. And then he made one of the best plays that I've seen a big man make, cutting off Caleb Williams as Williams is scrambling basically one-on-one with Hargrave, and he finds a way to get him out of bounds. You know, I thought there were a lot of big moments there from the defense and probably Donovan Jackson. I mean, we talked about it quite a bit, but I thought Donovan Jackson had a fantastic, fantastic first game. And it's funny, I was talking to Donovan in the locker room today, and I asked him about practicing against Javon Hargrave. And he said, well, playing in real games was a lot easier than playing against Javon Hargrave. So, but, I mean, if you drafted a rookie left guard who can impact the game the way that he did in week one, and he does that for 17 weeks, you're going to be in really, really good shape for a long time with Donovan Jackson. So probably him.
Yeah. Hey, Matthew, man, always a pleasure. And I think that I might see you up in the press box on Sunday night.
Okay, I'll be sure to avoid you, and we'll try not to see you then. No, I'm just kidding. I'll see you then, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider, joining us here on The Late Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.